a mighty praise here this morning. You better give him a mighty praise. Give the Lord a mighty praise. Come on, glorify, glorify, glorify. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Welcome everyone by your side to church, to the left and to the right. Make sure there'll be no stranger by your side today. Praise the Lord. Get to know the names of the persons to your left and to your right. Help me welcome them to church. Let them know how excited you are that they are in church today. Three key things. If you're going to thrive in this season, and especially those who are in nations where there are serious corruption, hardship, and the natural things of life are not really going so well, especially. But for every Christian, if you want to thrive, not just survive, there are three key things. This is the now word of God. The now word of God to us in this season. Number one, you must arm yourself with the revelation of the power of praise and thanksgiving. You must arm yourself with the revelation of the power of praise and thanksgiving. You must know how to deploy the weapons of praise and thanksgiving. How to rejoice in the Lord, not sometimes, but always, all the times. Because the circumstances of life will tempt a whole lot of people and seduce people into the trap of ingratitude. And that's where it gets worse. Whatever it is they are facing gets worse when they become ungrateful. So that's one. Number two, you must understand and arm yourself with the revelation of the power of the God kind of faith. You see, praise and thanksgiving will keep your eyes focused on God. Keep your eyes not on the pressure of the trials of your circumstances, not on the pains of the challenges you face, not on that. Keeps your eyes on God. When you learn to praise God and learn to thank Him, the power of God to save, to deliver, the power of God to protect, to preserve, the power of God to perfect will be magnified beyond and much more than the pains and the difficulties of your challenges. You become more aware of God's power to bring you through, of God's power to give you victory than the hardship and the pain of the things that you face. Season of dormant faith. This is a season of active, strong faith. Those who are going to thrive in this season are those who use their faith effectively. Those who know how to exercise themselves in the power of the God kind of faith. Those are the ones. Because those are the people who won't observe lying vanities. Those are the people who won't consider the things that are seen. Those are the people who will keep their eyes and their focus on things that are unseen. Because faith is the only weapon with which you transact in the unseen realm. You transact in the unseen realm. Faith is a spiritual technology you use to download unseen realities into the realm of the seen. It becomes experiential in your life. So the power of faith, the God kind of faith, that's the second thing. Pray in the spirit. Something is happening. Just pray in the spirit. Pray in the spirit. Libra dosa. Everywhere you are, pray in the spirit. Close your eyes and pray in the spirit. Lido sundali de kahata. Libra ne kare dosa. Libra ne marunza. Lega rosa hita. De caros and the Libra kataya. Libra dos in the Lira grahita. Lera dozi kaib mananoza. De prande zunda libra gabarosa. Libra de zunda libra gata. Libra de zunda ikahata. In the mighty name of Jesus. The top thing that is very important for this season is having a revelation of the power of diligence and the spirit of excellence. Those who are going to be thriving in this season are people who give themselves, dedicate themselves to what they are called to do and what they have been given to achieve. To the ministry, their career, their businesses, whatever vision God has placed in their hearts, what they are called to do and what they've been assigned to accomplish, the things they've set their hearts to achieve, those who will give themselves in diligence, we call it hard work, but sometimes hard work can be misconstrued. It's going beyond hard work. Everybody can work hard. It's staying on the job consistently with discipline, with dedication, and giving it your all until you see the results. But not any kind of results. I say the spirit of excellence. The spirit of excellence. It's a mindset where you want to be outstanding in all things. Where you want to attain the best quality possible. Where you want to attain the best quality. Produce the best results possible. A spirit of excellence. Those are ones who are going to thrive. Because But when you get to that space, what you're going to notice is that it's crowded. So the noise is too much. Millions and millions of people, billions and billions of people from different parts of the world are playing in that space. What is going to set you apart? Somebody shout excellence. Excellence. Come on, shout it, excellence. Excellence. Shout it again, say excellence. So there's going to be a spirit, a mindset. I don't just do things for doing them, for the sake of doing them. I don't just do things for the sake of doing them. I don't just do things so I can survive and earn a living. No, I don't just do things. I am the best. I do not compare myself to anybody else. I am unique and marvelously made by God. The anointing of God's Spirit is upon my life. I have an excellent mind. I do excellent things. I'm outstanding. And with that mindset, you attack what you do. When you walk to be the best and always the best, committed to continuously improving in what God has given you and what God has called you to do, to keep improving, you're going to stand out and you're going to thrive. These three key things. And these three key things is going to be informing what we are going to be doing as a church and how we are going to be equipping us as God's people in this church for some time now. Give God praise. I would like us to go to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18. I would like you to hold that neighbor by your side. Call him by his or her name. Say, Mr. David. Say, hear the word of the Lord. And read it to that neighbor. One, to go. In everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Call him by his or her name. Say, Mr. David. Hear the word of the Lord. Read it, that scripture again to that person. One, to go. In everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Tell your neighbor, when we give thanks, we are in God's perfect will. Say, and once you're doing the will of God, you can only be filled with these gracious blessings. You cannot do the will of God and return back with shame. You cannot do the will of God and be disadvantaged. You cannot do the will of God and not be filled with the blessings of God. Somebody say, it is the will of God that I give thanks. In all circumstances, in everything. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 20. Stand on your feet. Because of time, we will not preach too much. We will just go into the thanksgiving. Hallelujah. Hold that neighbor more. One person. And read that scripture to him or her. One, to go. Giving thanks. One more time. Giving thanks always. For all. For how many things? To who? The Father, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. The first basic thing we must learn about Thanksgiving is that we should give thanks in all things, for all things, and at all times. That's it to scripture. In everything, give thanks. In all things, give thanks. That's first. Number two, giving thanks always, at all times, for all things, every single thing, give God thanks. So Thanksgiving is not just what we do once a month. No, that's when we congregate as a church to make a celebration of worship together as a church, but individually as believers. And I dare say, in all of our households and families, this culture must be set. This is a house of thanksgiving. This is not a place of murmuring. This is not a place of complaints. This is not a place of speaking fear. This is not a place of bitterness. This is a house of thanksgiving. Uproot everything that is contrary from your environment, both your inward environment, yourself, your soul, and uproot it from your outward environment, in your spaces. When you get back to your offices and your businesses tomorrow, you get back to everywhere, you consecrate that place as a ground of thanksgiving. Call a meeting. Let all your staff, let everybody that work with you come together and let them know from this day, every complaint ceases. Thanksgiving is a life we must live. Giving thanks always for all things. For all things, for the little things, all things. When last did you drive yourself, and as you entered your compound, you just thank God that you had means to transport yourself? Thank you for this car. I'm not talking about just the day you came to do Thanksgiving for it in church and let them pray over it. No. How many more times, Father, thank you. After 1 year, Father, thank you for giving me a car that is not always breaking down. If you've not been doing that, that's why it's been breaking down anyhow. But today, I would like us to focus on one, and then we will break into other thanksgiving. But one is very important to me. Lamentation chapter 3, verse 22 and 23.
Lord, I'm amazed. I shall mean mercy. Thank you for your mercy. Oh Lord, I'm amazed by how you show me mercy.
Lift your hands and worship. Can we sing it one more time?
Oh Lord, I'm amazed by how you showed me mercy.
Let's read verse 22 to verse 23. One, two, go. Through the Lord's mercies, we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. Verse 23. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. Lift your voice and begin to bless the Lord. Lift your voice, lift your voice. Great is your faithfulness. Great is your faithfulness, O God. We are standing in your presence, and by the spirit of adoption, we call you Father. We stand before you without any form of reproach, blameless. Blameless in the spirit of righteousness and of holiness, because of your mercy, because of your mercy, because of your mercy, because of your mercy, we are preserved. We are not consumed because of your mercy. We stand here today alive because of your mercy, because of your mercy. We stand today healed and strong because of your mercy. Because of your mercy, we stand today lifted and favored because of your mercy. Great is your faithfulness. Oh, we will sing of your gratefulness. We will sing of your faithfulness. We will sing of your mercy from generation to generation, Lord. Ipaleto sakataya, lebrado shateya, likrede supradeka. Oh, we bless you. We bless you, Father, in Jesus' precious and mighty name we have given thanks. And let the people of God shout your loudest amen. Give the Lord a mighty clap offering of praise. Come on.